I have two awesome guests here, Marcus Mustin and Kenny Suckage. How are you guys?
Really good.
Last time you were here, I had to bring you in because you both go to Upper St. Clair High School. You had a band, 13 AM. You were here to discuss them and what they were doing with Turn It Up. It was good stuff. What happened to 13 AM, though? Because I understand they're non-existent.
Yeah. 13 AM was kind of... we kind of fizzled out in the summer. Everybody was gone, and we came back together. And I guess it wasn't a surprise to anyone else. I was kind of bummed about it. It turned out mostly to be that everybody, like Marcus, was doing his own thing. Aiden and Billy have been in volleyball and stuff, so everybody just kind of went their own way. We're still really good friends, but...
Okay. I thought it would have been college plans, maybe.
No. Surprisingly.
All right. Well, the purpose of your visit today is to discuss Kenny's new EP, Of the Mind. I like it. It's catchy. It's sing-songy.
Thank you.
So tell me about your EP, Kenny.
My EP, I really wanted to try to do something. Like, I enjoyed the vibe of 13 AM, and I heard Marcus's stuff. It was really poppy. And I was kind of getting inspired by those two things, and it's kind of a mix of in between both of those.
What went into creating it?
Quite a few really odd memos recorded off my iPod.
Okay, explain.
Well, I didn't have recording stuff for the longest time. Mm. And so I'd be sending Marcus little vocal things, like 20 seconds long of me singing. And the first two songs we did, I didn't have any recording stuff, so I would send him the idea I had. I would come over, we would work on it. So they didn't totally turn out the way I had in my head. Mm. It was kind of like Marcus's play off of them. And then when we got of the mind for Christmas, I got recording stuff. So I was sending Marcus demos of the songs, and we were knocking them out really quick from the demos. So.
As soon as you got those gifts, you were like, let's put them to use.
Oh, yeah. I was up late. You can ask anybody in my house at 3 in the morning.
Okay.
It was mad when I was still up.
And then they were still up, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, Marcus, I understand you played a significant role on Kenny's EP, too. How did you help when it came to making Of the Mind?
In Of the Mind, what I really did is I produced it. So we did a lot of not as much song form because Kenny had that down. But what I did is I played the keys, guitar, drums. Kenny played bass and he sang. But I really produced it, made sure everything was tight, and laid it down and mixed and mastered it. And that's really what I did on all the songs.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, Kenny, you mentioned on your Facebook page that your lyrics refer to many different subjects. So what subjects does Of the Mind touch on?
It's a lot of, like, everyday life. It's kind of like my interpretation on different things. I try to put, like, symbolic things in it. Mm-hmm. The first two songs that I put out were Letters and Rocket Ship before Of the Mind. And they were very symbolic. And it turns out a lot of people were like, what the heck are you talking about? So on Of the Mind, I kind of toned it down a little and kept it a little more straightforward. And it's just like my views on different things that happen every day.
Okay. How can we get a hold of the Mind?
You can go on iTunes. It's right under Kenny Suckage.
Marcus, besides producing, what are you up to musically?
Right now, I'm working on my own stuff. I'm working with Steve Sabosley from Punchline, the lead singer.
Oh, nice. They were just here. The guys from The Composure?
Yeah.
Paul and Corey.
Yeah,
they were
yeah.
just here. They're
Corey.
Really cool.
Yeah, yeah. So I was working with Steve Sabosley. We co-wrote a song together.
Nice.
That's like we can use for both of our projects.
Do you have a name for it yet?
The song's called Scissors. So it's we had a really good time writing it, and we're possibly gonna keep on writing together, you know, for maybe some of the Punchline stuff and some of my own stuff we can share.
Nice. Teamwork.
Yeah, it is. There's a lot of teamwork, and we really did click, so he's giving me some names for producers, even maybe him producing some of my CD. So that's what I've been working on writing right now.
Cool. We'll look out for that when it's out.
Yeah.
Kenny, what do you see your future musical endeavors going?
Future, I've been teaching myself guitar, because as you know, I played bass in 13 AM. Mm-hmm. And my brother, Billy, he hasn't been playing at all, so he gave me all his gear.
Really? Billy? Come on.
Everybody's surprised about that. Okay. And, so I've been using all his gear. I've taught myself. I wrote most of the songs on guitar, so I've taught myself pretty well. Currently, I'm just trying to get everything really solid, so whenever I start doing some gigs to promote it, I'm really for it. I want to do some acoustic gigs and just start off slow, build my way up. But I've been trying to use Facebook and Twitter to promote it, going on different websites and trying that out.
Nice, very cool. So correct me if I'm wrong, you guys are juniors right now.
Right.
Yeah, right? Okay. Have you made any college plans yet? Starting to? Thinking about it?
Me and Billy want to go to college together. We're looking maybe Penn State together.
Billy and I.
Billy and I.
Billy. What for?
I want to go for engineering.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. Cool. Marcus, how about you?
I'm looking at Ohio University, but, you know, right now I'm just kind of playing music and just...
Having fun. Being a junior.
Might as well have fun while you can.
Yeah. It's a great year. So anything else you'd like to mention to your listeners? Any upcoming shows, etc.?
No shows yet. I'm going to push for some more articles and reviews out. There's just this week came out Glitzberg. She's a local reviewer in Pittsburgh.
Oh yeah, I did. I think I saw you posted that.
Yeah, we played with Sleeper Star at 13 AM last year. She had reviewed the show, so I contacted her. She put up a really good, really honest review about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to get a lot more of that, keep spreading it out, and hopefully in a month I'm going to have some shows.
Cool.
So,
all right, I got to ask an Upper St. Clair question. How is Dr. Rulo?
He is great.
Is he?
He has okay. the classic rock thing still going.
Still going?
Yeah. He's
okay, Keith Freilich with the video?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Rocking that out? Okay.
Yeah.
So before we go to the break, Kenny, I want to play a track on your EP, if you don't mind.
All right.
You said this one is Beautiful Nightmare?
Yeah, this has been looking like the fan favorite out of everybody's review of it so far.
It's not a Beyonce cover, for the record. For the record. All right, this is Kenny's EP. This is Beautiful Nightmare on WPBJ. With Beautiful Nightmare on 670 AM WPPJ. Hope you guys enjoyed. So, what can you tell me about Beautiful Nightmare, what we just heard?
Beautiful Nightmare was, the lyrics were written of pr- probably a year and a half ago. It was a, I found it in my old books of different lyrics and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I forgot I wrote it. And I looked at the name of it, and I was like, Beautiful Nightmare. Like, that's kind of something that makes you think a little bit. So I revisited it. I went back. A lot of it was changed. Most of it was changed. Just the idea of it. The idea of the song was pretty much... I used to have a lot of trouble sleeping. I still have some trouble sleeping at night. And I think a lot. And I thought, like, everything is like life is really awesome and everything, but at the same time, you kind of just want the sleep, so it's like a beautiful nightmare that you're still up, but at the same time.
Like lucid dreaming almost.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay, well, Kenny and Marcus, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you for
you're
having
welcome.
Us.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome anytime. Check out Kenny's new EP, Of the Mind. It's on iTunes. He and Marcus are both on Facebook and Twitter as well. Anything to add for your fans before you go?
Just stay tuned. Hopefully more is going to be out very soon.
Okay. All right. Thank you, guys. We're going to play... Why don't we play another track from the album?
All right.
Just spur of the moment. What's the first track? Tell us a little bit about
that. That's Making a Memory. That one, that's the first one that was recorded with the gear to demo it.
Ooh,
that
okay.
One, that one went from this like really rocky song all the way to what it is now.
Okay.
Actually, at the time, I was listening to Smashing Pumpkins a little bit, so it has a little bit of that influence in it. And in the verses, it's really cool because the voice is both my low voice and high voice, so it's doubled. It's different,
little
but
bit of Billy
I really
Joel
like
action.
It. Yeah.
There you go.
Or Wham.
Or Wham. You guys remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Nick, where are you?
That's still an inside joke.
Oh, Nick, where are you? If you're here, please come in the studio to talk about Wham. Actually, he's on a Van Halen kick right now.
Is he?
Okay, this is Making a Memory from Kenny and his new EP of the Mind.
Do you remember all the nights we would stay up late? Can you still feel the kiss under the moon on our first date? Play back these memories, the film strip in my head. Is never over. I'm not afraid to die.